Tehillim, chapter 123, Kof Chof Gimel. This is a very brief mizmor, only four verses, that describes a request for Hashem's grace and assistance. It can be divided into two parts, the Mishorer's feelings as he prepares to make his request, and the request itself with its justification. You will note, as we come to it, that the second part begins with the same theme as the end of the first part. And I'd also like to note that each part, each section of two verses, is comprised of a short verse followed by a longer one which expands on that short one. The basic request is for chen, for grace, which is based on Hashem's promise in the Torah, as he says after the story of the golden calf, the egel, ani avir kol tuvi al panecha, I will make all my goodness pass before you, v'karati b'shem Hashem, and I will proclaim in the name of God lifanecha before you, v'chanoti et asher achon, and I will be gracious to whom I shall be gracious. This is also the basis for one of the Yud Gimel Midot HaRachamim, where we call Hashem Chanun as one of his 13 attributes, as well as one of the foundations of Birkat Kohanim, v'chuneka, let God grant you grace. So the Mizmor begins, Shir HaMa'alot, a song of ascents, Elecha nasati et einai hayoshvi b'shamayim. I turn my eyes to you, you that Hashem who is enthroned in the heavens. Notice the word Elecha, to you, is at the beginning of the phrase, as opposed to after the verb, which would be more typical in Hebrew. And that is to emphasize to whom we turn our eyes. We turn them to Hashem. And then continuing the ma'alot structure, since we had the word einai in this verse, we expect it in the next one. Hine ke'einei avadim el yad adonaihem. Behold, as the hands of a servant to the hand of the eyes of a servant to the hands of their masters. Ke'einei shifcha, like the eyes of a maidservant. Al yad gvirta, to the hand of her mistress. Kein einenu el Hashem elokeinu. So our eyes look upon Hashem, our God. Ad she'yichanenu, until he will be gracious to us. Unlike servants who look at their masters in fear and trepidation, they're afraid to meet their eyes. All they can look at is the hand of the master or mistress, because it can punish, provide, or withhold food. We look directly at Hashem, who will be gracious to us. That word lichanen implies granting our needs and desires, as Yaakov says when he encounters his brother Esav. Kach nat birchati asher huveti lach. Please take the gift that I have given to you. Ki chanani Elokim, because God has dwelt graciously with me. V'chi yesh li kol, and I have everything. Chen is the granting of our desires. Notice the description of the person as a slave to Hashem, which echoes what God said when he took us out of Egypt. Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, the Jews are my servants. Avadai heim, they are my slaves. Here it's expanded on with a description of the typical slave-master interaction in contrast to our relationship to Hashem. A human slave has no protector or assurance of justice when dealing with his master. However, we know that Hashem will be good to us. And although the human master is described as having a hand, no such word is used for Hashem, that we're looking at Hashem's hand, but rather overall, since Hashem is indescribable as well as all-encompassing. We now move to the second part of the Mizmor, which is a request for chen, for grace, and the justification for that request. Building on the ma'alot structure, since the last part of the previous verse was ad she'yichanenu, here we hear the word chanenu again. Chanenu Hashem, chanenu, be gracious to us, Hashem, be gracious to us. Kirav savanu boz, because we have been totally satiated or greatly satiated with contempt. The repetition, verb Hashem, verb, is characteristic of prayer. We say it in Silichot, Anenu Hashem Anenu, echoing the words of Eliyahu Anavi, Aneni Hashem Aneni. We envelop God's name in our request because it's Hashem's grace that we wish and not that from a human being. And that really echoes what we say in Birkat HaMazon, where we say, V'na al tatzrichenu Hashem Elokeinu, lo lidei matnat basar v'adam. We ask Hashem not to allow us to need the help of mankind, but rather that Hashem directly provide for us. Rav savanu vuz can either mean we've been greatly abased, or that we've been abased by our enemies for a long time. When we turn to a human being and ask them for help, they mock us. So the Mishorer continues describing the scorn. Once again, the Ma'alot structure, echoing Rab Savanu Buz. Here he's going to say, Rabat Savala Nafshenu. Our soul has been fully satiated. Halag Hasha'ananim, with the scorn of those who are at ease, who delude themselves into thinking that they will not be punished for what they do. Habuz Legeyonim, the contempt of the proud oppressors. Because they're at ease, they become arrogant. They think they are free. But we know that our servitude to Hashem is the highest expression of freedom. As the rabbis tell us in the Gemara, En lecha ben chorin, ela mi sheosek batorah. You have nobody as free as somebody who binds himself and studies the Torah. We see two aspects here. Although we are in awe of Hashem, the beginning of the verse, the beginning of the chapter, we trust in his benevolence, the second part of the chapter. And that really is echoed in a common phrase that we use in our prayers, Avinu Malkeinu, our Father, our King. Although Hashem is our King and we have awe and respect for his majesty, we still know Avinu. He is inextricably tied to us at all times. Notice that the Mizmor began in the singular in verse 1. Elecha nasati et einai, to you I lift up my eyes. Yet it continues in the second verse in the plural, Kein einenu, so our eyes are to you until you grant us grace. And the Dat Mikra suggests that this is possible, possibly because this was intended to be a choral reading where the Chazan would start and then the people would continue, and suggests that this was this Mizmor was said when there was a need for rain, which is why it turns to God, Hayoshvi Bashamayim, who sits in the heavens, the seat of rain. Once again, as we had previously, the Mizmor ends kind of abruptly, where it describes the contempt or bad situation. We had that before with Himala Milchama, they are for war. And it's almost as if the Mishorer cannot continue because he's overwhelmed by the contemptuous words of the mockers, although he still relies upon Hashem. And finally, since we are in the month of Elul, it would behoove us to note that these words, Ke'enei Avadim, etc., are very evocative of the prayer Hayom Harat Olam, which we will recite several times during the Amidah of the Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. V'im ka'avadim, and if we are like servants, inenu lecha tluyot, our eyes depend upon you, ad shtechanenu, until you grant us grace. Wishing you all a wonderful day.